Players taking the court here at the logo for the tip. For the Arabians, it's senior Josiah Gustin, and for the Eagles, it's senior Dylan Murrens. Pretty similar in height. Got an even battle here for the tip. Ball is up. We're underway here this evening. Guerin Catholic wins the tip. They're going to get set on offense here. Hayden Rogers with it. Bounce pass. Andy Corrin, far wing. Now on the elbow, it's Dylan Murrens. He tries the jumper. Is no good, but an offensive rebound by Andy Corrin and the Eagles. Murrens shakes Josiah Gustin, finds a wide open Hayden Rogers in the corner, and Rogers nails it from deep. Guerin Catholic strikes first blood with a three. 3-0 our score. Eagles lead. Josiah Gustin with it. Jumper just inside the free throw line. In and out, no good. Rebounded Guerin Catholic. Freshman Hayden Rogers with it at the logo, guarded by Dontrez Braxton. Rogers swings out right, down to the low block. Cardinal tried to drive baseline there, get around Seth LaRavia. A bit too much contact there from the senior forward, LaRavia. So this will be a foul here, the first of the game, and the first on Seth LaRavia, of course. This will be on the floor, so Guerin Catholic will be inbounding here from the baseline. Stolen pass. Aaron Cookson comes away with it. Andy Corrin was the intended receiver. Evan Mazingo with a three down the other end is no good off of the right iron. It misfires. Rebounded Eagles once again. Robert Sorensen, top of the key. Fires over to Hayden Rogers. Rogers now to Corrin. Robert Sorensen gets it off of the handoff. Eagles moving around the ball. Around the perimeter, low block. Andy Corrin with it. Guarded by Mazingo. Corrin forced to kick it back out. Once again, Hayden Rogers, top of the key. Guerin Catholic's going to want to reset now. Driving, corner. Yet another three. Hayden Rogers, it's good. You can't leave him open. Rogers with two threes now in the game.
Yeah, Hayden Rogers has averaged 20% from three this year, but perfect for two for two right now.
Mazingo, right wing. He'll pull one from deep off the front iron. No good. Rebounded in the corner by Robert Sorensen and the Eagles. Sorensen drives. Shot called off. Foul on the floor here. This is against Aaron Cookston. Gave a lot of body. Didn't really reach there, but ref saw a lot of contact. Once again, this foul will be on the floor. This is the second foul for the Arabians, the first on Aaron Cookston. Got a deflected pass off of the inbound. Josiah Gustin knocks it out of bounds, so they'll just move Robert Sorensen to the right corner of the court for yet another inbound attempt. Top of the key, Andy Corrin with it. Bounce pass over to Sorensen. Sorensen drives left side, spins, shoots. Left it short, no good. Rebounded off of the glass by Seth LaRavia and the Arabians.
Great defense there by Aaron Cookson to anticipate that spin move.
Gustin with it, near wing, back to Dontrez Braxton, top of the key. Braxton calling his first screen, gets it from Seth LaRavia, now into the corner. Mazingo back to LaRavia, top of the key. LaRavia dishes down low. Josiah working on Murrens there. Josiah missed the shot, had a chance at the rebound, but it fell out of bounds, and it was last touched by the Arabians. So the Eagles going to get possession right back here. Here is the freshman Hayden Rogers, who has 6 points on the night already, taking it up for Guerin Catholic. Corrin dishes to Rogers. Three here from Sorensen on the far wing is off the mark and no good. Hit the top of the backboard. This is going to be called out of bounds here. Dead ball, and Arabians will inbound. Guerin Catholic sending a little bit of a press, just put a bit of pressure on the Arabians here. 6-0 our score. Guerin Catholic leads, 4:40 to play in the first. Gustin, left wing, gets a screen from Aaron Cookson, a miscommunication. Aaron Cookson lets it fly in the backcourt off the pass from Josiah Gustin, and Gustin looks to coach saying, what happened there? Either way, this will be an over and back for Pendleton Heights, so yet another turnover on the Arabians will result in Eagles basketball. Corner, Robert Sorensen to the low block. Cardinal working on LaRavia, spins, shoots, got it off of the post hook. Not much Seth LaRavia can do there.
Yeah, great move there by Bryson Cardinal to get around Seth LaRavia for that layup.
Evan Mazingo over to Josiah Gusson, nearly lost it, recovers. Right elbow jumper from Josiah Gusson and another miss. Rebounded, Eagles now the other way, Andy Karin. Over to Rogers, bounce pass, right back to Karin. Got a mismatch down low, Cardinal gets it on Aaron Cookson. He'll be forced to kick it out, nearly walked out of bounds there, but saves it. Right back to Karin down low on the left block. This is a mismatch. Again, Aaron Cookston guarding, and he was hit hard. No foul, but the basket falls. What was that? Cardinal just chucked it up there. Couldn't even see the basket and still drained it. We got a timeout on the floor. Ravian starting off slow, 10-0. Garen Catholic going on a 10-0 run to start the game. 3:37 to play in the first. Again, Garen Catholic leads. We're going to take a quick break with them. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Citizens State Bank. Citizens State Bank offers personal and business banking loans and investing services. Citizens State Bank has hours Monday through Saturday with a 24-hour drive-up ATM located in Pendleton at 129 South Pendleton Avenue and online at mycsbin.com. Again, that's mycsbin.com.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to Pendleton Heights High School on the Arabian Sports Network. If you're just tuning in alongside Ryan Davis, I'm Dawson Perrell. On the scoreboard, Garen Catholic leading the Pendleton Heights Arabians 10-0 here on this non-conference boys basketball matchup. Cooper Sims has it for Pendleton Heights. He subbed in on that last timeout by the Arabians. Josiah Gustin gets in from Cooper Sims, right wing, over to Cookston in the corner. Cookston drives baseline. Denied, kicks it back out. Sims, once again with it, to Josiah Gustin in the corner. Gustin, hook pass to Seth Arabia. He saves it, but saves it right out of bounds. Yet another miscommunication by the Arabians. Josiah Gustin tried to hit Seth Arabia on the pick and roll, I guess the pick and fade, but instead Seth Arabia couldn't get to the pass, so this will be a turnover once again for Pendleton Heights. Garen Catholic and Hayden Rogers taking it up. Bounce pass over to Andy Karin, near wing to the inside. Cardinal working down low on LaRavia once again. Cardinal puts up a shot, hits the backboard, hits the front iron, and rattles home. Arabians bench wanted a foul on that one, a travel. Arabians inbound successfully despite Hayden Rogers with the pressure. Cooper Sims takes it to the rack and finishes for the Arabians' first bucket. Sims, of course, last game against Mount Vernon, Connersville, 9 points, 80% from the floor, his season high. Sorensen driving, good defense from LaRavia going up strong with him. Foul, count it, and the basket. Bryson Cardinal getting the offensive rebound. This is Seth LaRavia on the foul. This is his second, and Joe Buck not happy with the transfer from Westfield.
Yeah, Bryson Cardinal is already up to 8 points in this first quarter.
He has a chance to make it 9 here on this free throw. It's up and no good. Hits the back iron and falls out. Rebounded Reese Kaplinger. Kaplinger just came in for Seth LaRavia on that last dead ball. Sims taking it up for Pendleton Heights. Over to Aaron Cookston, near wing. Now to Mazingo, top of the key. Fires over. Cooper Sims has it now in the far corner. Sims. Arabian swinging it around the perimeter. Mazingo takes the shot and drains it. A much-needed shot for the Arabians there. Evan Mazingo from the left corner. Score now 14-5, Eagles lead. Mearns with it. Left wing, now top of the key, Cardinal. Cardinal going to get the screen for Hayden Rogers. Rogers drives baseline, kicks it over. A nice pass and a nice finish that falls in and out. Dylan Murrens got unlucky there. Don't know how that basketball popped out of the hoop. But Arabians recover and have another shot on offense here. Aaron Cookston, an open three from the top of the key. It's good. Aaron Cookston drains it. Back-to-back threes for the Arabians now. As they're cutting down this Eagle lead to 6 points. Dylan Murrens, right wing, guarded by Josiah Gustin, and a miscommunication that flies right out of bounds. Robert Sorensen was the intended pass, but instead of going to the corner, he cut to the basket. And that out of bounds pass there will result in a Pendleton Heights basketball.
Yeah, Dawson, you start hearing the student sections now.
Yep. Quite the show out, especially for Garen Catholic. A 39-minute drive over here to Joe Buck Court, and students coming out supporting. But, of course, same for the Arabians, being a home game this evening. Cookson, far wing, now to Kaplinger in the corner. Kaplinger hands off to Mazingo. Thought about the three, doesn't take it, now takes it. Air ball, a rare bad miss for Mazingo. On the other end, it's Ben Grinsome taking it coast to coast and finishing with the left hand. 16-8 our score now. 25 seconds to play in the first. The Arabians, let's see what the game plan is here, as sure they're considering wanting a last second shot. Sims, a lot of contact, foul. This will be on the floor. This was Ben Grinsome. This will be his first and the Eagles' first as well. Coming in now for Pendleton Heights is Isaac Wilson. He's subbing out Evan Mazingo. Cookston inbounding, far sideline. Gives it to Josiah Gustin, who gives it right back to Cookston. Cookston has it at the logo, hand off to Sims. 3 seconds remain. Josiah Gustin, top of the key. Pulls it from deep. No good. Missed it. And that'll do it for our first quarter. 16-8. Garen Catholic leads. We're going to take a quick break. Second quarter action coming up next on the Arabian Sports Network. 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Detour Salons and Style. Detour Salon and Style provides women, men, and children haircuts, special occasions, spa days, gift certificates, float tank therapy, massage therapy, permanent makeup, lash extensions, signature facials, IPL laser therapy, red carpet facials, and treatments such as teeth bleaching, hair removal, and more. On Facebook and Twitter or at DetourSalon.com. Detour Salon and Style.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network. 16-8 our score after the first quarter. Garen Catholic Eagles leading over the Pendleton Heights Arabians. The story for the Arabians there in that first half, missed opportunities. They had some good shots here and there, but weren't able to get any to find the bottom of the basket. And then on top of that, we saw quite a bit of turnovers. Really kind of the same situation we've been seeing all season for this Pendleton Heights team. A rough start, especially when it comes to shooting, and the opponents taking advantage of that, putting up some pretty big numbers on the scoreboard.
Arabian basketball.
Cookson, far sideline, inbounds to Cooper Sims. Sims crosses the timeline for Pendleton Heights. Fires over to Josiah Gustin. Gustin guarded by Cardinal. Now to Sims in the corner. One-handed pass. Isaac Wilson finds Josiah Gustin back to Sims. Sims thinks about the three, doesn't take it. Instead, finds Josiah Gustin at the logo. Josiah Gustin back out. Sims. Jumper from the left elbow. Sims. Nothing but the net.
Cooper Sims really shown out in this, the starting games for the Arabians.
16-10. Cooper Sims cuts down the Eagles' lead to 6 points. Nearly had a steal on the other end. Doesn't come away with it, though. Malcolm Howes recovers. Deep three here from Robert Sorensen with an Arabian defender right in his face. Misses. Left it short. Rebound to Pendleton Heights. Sims, chest pass to Josiah Gustin. Reese Kaplinger has it at the free throw line. Now into the corner, Aaron Cookston. Wilson has it. Far wing, guarded by Sorensen. Back to Cooper Sims, top of the key. Arabians want to reset here. Sims drives left side, gets blocked, out of bounds. Last touch, Garen Catholic. Nice job by Ben Grissom. Cooper Sims got by him, but Grissom recovered, got back in front of Sims, and then blocked the shot.
I really like that ball from the Arabians in that possession. Yeah.
And that's exactly what the Arabians need. You know, just move around the ball and look for better shots. I'd say at this point, you're looking down low. Lob up high, Cooper Sims finds Josiah Gustin gets it off of the glass. Nice job by the Arabians, and Cooper Sims there with the accurate pass to Josiah Gustin. Rogers, bounce pass. Howes with it in the corner. Howes back outside. Karin back to Rogers. Karin gets the screen. Sorensen with it, and the foul here with the body. Aaron Cookson not happy. This will be Aaron Cookston's second and the Arabians' first of the quarter. Reporting in now for Garen Catholic, returning for the Eagles is Dylan Mearns. The five on the floor for the Pendleton Knights right now, Cooper Sims, Isaac Wilson, Josiah Gustin, Reese Kaplinger, and Aaron Cookston. Driving, Hayden Rogers, baseline, out of bounds. It's going to be last touch to Arabians. Aaron Cookston knocked it out of bounds. Hayden Rogers tried to find Robert Sorensen in the corner there, but again, it was deflected out of bounds. And Hayden Rogers putting on quite the performance. He's only a freshman, you know, 6 points so far. He has two threes, and being a freshman, thrown in the varsity, your freshman year can be tough, but he's handling it well here this evening. We've got a basket here for Garen Catholic. 18-12 our score now, 5:40 to play in the first half. Wilson, far wing, over to Kaplinger, the jumper inside the perimeter, and the senior Reese Kaplinger drains it. Kaplinger only averaging 1.8 points a night, gets the basket there, bringing some offense to life for this Pendleton Knights squad. Sorensen drives left side, and acrobatic layup no good, but flying in for the offensive rebound is Bryson Cardinal, and Cardinal strips it away from Josiah Gustin and gets the basket on top of it.
Bryson Cardinal is now up to 10 points in this first half.
A nice second effort by Bryson Cardinal, and he was knocked down due to Aaron Cookson. Cardinal set a screen. Cookson knocked him down, but he got right back up and made the play. Cookson, far wing, chest pass to Cooper Sims at the logo. Sims over to Wilson. Wilson gets the screen from Kaplinger in the corner. Finds Kaplinger on the roll, and a foul here on Garen Catholic. This will be on the floor. Reese Kaplinger drove. Bryson Cardinal tried to take the charge, but Arabian ref said didn't really have a feet set or something. But either way, this will be the first foul of the quarter for Garen Catholic and the first against Bryson Cardinal of the game, as Aaron Cookson will inbound here underneath the Arabian basket. Sims has it at the logo. Chest pass over to Kaplinger. A three ball from Mazingo. In and out. No good. Rebounded Cardinal and the Eagles. Hayden Rogers. Over to Dylan Mearns. And Mearns takes it with the right hand. Finishes. Count the basket in. The foul. This Garen Catholic team looking tough down low so far in this one. That's Dylan Mearns' first basket of the game, as he has a chance to make it a three-point play. 22-14 our score.
Yeah, this is the first time Josiah has really seen someone his height this year, maybe even for the past 2 years.
Free throw's good. Puts up the Eagle lead to now 9 points. Cookston crosses half court for Pendleton Knights. Sims over to Kaplinger in the corner. Kaplinger. Now Josiah Gustin thought about the three, doesn't take it. Instead, the jumper from the free throw line is good. Robert Sorensen with it. Sorensen drives, kicks it out, wide open three. Hayden Rogers is blown off as an offensive foul here on Robert Sorensen.
Yeah, Cooper Sims took the charge there on Robert Sorensen off ball.
Smart play from Cooper Sims as the Arabians get the ball back. 23-16 with 3:33 to play in the first half. Josiah Gustin loses it out of bounds. Evan Mazingo tried to find the senior Gustin on the pass, and Gustin just didn't get a good grip on it. Flew out of bounds from the sideline, and yet another turnover by this Arabian squad as the Eagles will get it back. Hayden Rogers at the logo. Over to Dylan Murrens. Now down low. Cardinal puts up a tough shot, and good defense from Kaplinger and the good board. Arabians recover after the forced miss against the Guerin Catholic Eagles. Mazingo in the corner. A travel by Mazingo. We're going to take a quick break. 10 seconds for station identification here in the Arabian Sports Network. We got a timeout anyway, so we'll take an even longer break. 23-16, 3:05 to play in the first half. Guerin Catholic with a timeout. Guerin Catholic with the lead as well. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton. This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Anita's Diner, located at 777 East Water Street in Pendleton. Daily specials both eat in and carry out from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. More information at 765-778-0001. Again, that's 765-778-0001. Anita's Diner.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to Joe Buck Court. 23-16, our score, 2:57 to play in the first half. Guerin Catholic with the lead and the ball here as we return from the Eagle timeout. Cardinal tried to receive the pass down low, but yet another good defensive play from Maurice Kaplinger, forcing the turnover with the steal. Arabians back on offense now. Cooper Sims with it. Sims over to Kaplinger. Checks it down to Mazingo. Mazingo gets the screen from Josiah Gustin. Drives, puts up the tough shot, loses it, recovers, and gets it through off of the glass. Evan Mazingo with the rare post point. He's up to 5. A 3 on the other end is up and good. Dylan Murren sinks it. He's up to 6. As this Guerin Catholic lead is kind of stuck at 8.
Yeah, Dylan Murren's is actually shooting 100% from the three-point arc.
Mazingo over to Cookston, right wing. Down low to Josiah Gustin, kicks it back out. Double team came and didn't take it. Mazingo, an open corner 3, and no good. A rare open 3 missed for Mazingo. And on the other end, it's the senior Robert Sorensen getting his first basket of the game, which is quite impressive. You know, he's averaging 20.2, and this Arabian team has, up until this point, left him scoreless. Gustin, shot fake from the right wing over to Cookston. Cookston has it top of the key, takes the 3 off the mark. It's flat there. Sorensen over to the freshman Hayden Rogers. Rogers guarded by Sims. Andy Carr on top of the key. Bounce pass to Cardinal. Cardinal over to Murrens. Murrens drives baseline. Finds Rogers in the corner. Sorensen now guarded by Evan Mazingo. Sorensen is going to want to reset here. Just under a minute to play in the half. 28-18, Guerin Catholic with a 10-point lead. Cardinal gets it down low, fires over to Murrens, the 3 ball off of the backboard and no good. Rebounded Reese Kaplinger in the Arabians. Sims, bounce pass to Josiah Gustin on the right wing. Back to Sims. Cookson at the logo. Back to Cooper Sims. Arabians looks like they're going to want a last-second shot as Josiah Gustin gets it, who fires over to Reese Kaplinger. Now to Cookson. Cookson back to Josiah Gustin. Gustin spins, shoots. No good. In and out. Second left. Three-fourths court shot is no good. Air ball there. So that'll do it for our first half. Garen Catholic leading over the Pendleton Heights Arabians 28-18. We're going to take a quick break. And when we return, Michael Hooker was able to sit down with Sam Duffer, one of the members of the Weem Weekly podcast here at 91.7 WEM. That'll be playing next for our halftime interview here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Twister's Soda Bar, located at 3289 West Engle Road, right across from Pendleton Heights High School. Twister's Soda Bar offers a variety of drinks, including sodas, seltzers, lemonades, iced coffee, sweetened or unsweetened tea, snacks, and can combine any of those with their syrups, creams, fruit, candy, and edible glitter. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. More information is available at twistersodabar.com. Twister's Soda Bar.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Too much waiting for me. Yeah, I want to go outside. I want to be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome to this halftime interview for tonight's boys varsity game against Garen Catholic. I am Michael Hooker, and I'm joined with the head of the podcast department here at WEEM, and mainly the director of WEEM Weekly, Sam Duffer. Duffer, thank you so much for joining me.
It's a pleasure to join you.
All right, so I just have some few questions here for you. So I know that you recently became the director of WEEM Weekly. So what kind of a role did you really step into taking on that position?
So you're right. This is my first year being director. When I stepped in and took over WEEM Weekly, we really had nothing to work off of, or I had nothing to work off of. So I had to rebuild the wheel in a way. So I had to redesign how we make episodes, how we're posting, almost the entire weekly basis, except for, of course, we're still bi-weekly, which was the casual idea. So every 2 weeks, we have an episode. And we are getting close to having 9 episodes. So we have followed that religiously in a way.
Yeah, and I know you guys interview a bunch of different departments around the school and a bunch of different things around the community. What would you say really was your best episode, so to speak, like topic?
Best episode topic? I would say we struggled after first quarter, but once we got into second quarter, we were hitting better topics, and two of our peak ones through listens, and I just felt really good about, was either the Halloween episode, which did really well. You were actually on that episode. And the theater episode also did very well.
Yeah, I would assume those would do pretty well. Halloween is very popular here in America, especially with the younger audience, and then the theater episode. That just sounds very interesting. But what would you say is one of the highlights of you not only being the director, but maybe being last year being a part of WEEM Weekly?
Last year, I was not a part of WEEM Weekly. This is my first year being a part of it. And a highlight from it is just, we only have two people working on WEEM Weekly, yet we still continuously post at least 4 interviews an episode every 2 weeks. So we are on top of it. We are getting the work done with just two people. We're not the biggest department. We're actually the smallest. So even with the small amount of us, we are getting this major workload done every time. Not to the best, but we're getting better each time.
Yeah, and would you say that getting not the best stuff out, but getting better each time you're producing, would you say that's probably the most important thing for your department?
Yeah, I would say that is the best thing for us, because if we're just giving out perfect stuff, is it really perfect? Progress doesn't make perfection, but or practice, sorry, practice does not make perfect, but practice makes progress. So the more we practice it, the more episodes we come out with, the better we get. And it's just the content's better, our interview styles are better, it's just better conversation and more entertaining all around.
Now, what would you say is the biggest leap that you and your one other staffer really took this year?
The biggest leap we took was probably definitely having a video portion, because there was only about 2 episodes in season 3, last year's season, that had video, and they're right at the end of the year. But since episode 1, we have been doing video continuously. So every episode for the past 9 episodes has had video portions and audio portions. And we've had to experiment with using cameras. And we're even going to be testing out some, putting in clips outside of the actual interview itself. So that's exciting.
That does sound very exciting for your department. Now, how would you say working in WEEM Weekly really helps you correlate some things from that department to maybe the production department here, WEEM?
Well, working with video definitely puts us in touch with the social media department, as, you know, they work with video a lot, and as do we, and it's interviews, and they post promos for us on our Instagram, and they also use the YouTube page, so we've had help with thumbnails from them and such, which are always really nice. And our audio portions helped by the programming department. As you know, I mean, they work with audio, we work with audio. So working in programming myself, I've gathered a lot of tips and tools that I use in our WEEM Weekly episodes.
All right, well, that sounds like a very, very interesting part of this staff. Thank you so much, Sam. But unfortunately, that is all the time we have here for this halftime show. I'm Michael Hooker. I was just joined with the head of the WEEM Weekly department here at 91.7 WEEM. Back to the broadcast here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Here at 91.7 WEEM, we keep updated with our community by being on the hottest social media platforms around. Follow us at 91.7 WEEM on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. Follow us today. We would love to hear from all of our listeners, so go to our Instagram today to answer our daily poll. Keep updated with our latest posts and trends here on 91.7 WEEM.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network halftime show, 91.7 WEEM. If you're just tuning in alongside Ryan Davis, I'm Dawson Perrell. Taking a look now at our first half stats, starting off with the Pendleton Heights Arabians. They are led in scoring by Evan Mazingo. He has 5 points. 1 for 6 from outside of the arc, 1 for 1 from inside of the arc, bringing him to a 2 for 7 from the floor. Following him in scoring, that is Josiah Augustin and Cooper Sims. They have 4 apiece. There's Aaron Cookston with 3, and then Reese Kaplinger with 2, bringing up the Arabians to a total of 18. For the Garen Catholic Eagles, they are led by the senior, Dylan Murrens. He has 8 points. He was 3 for 6 from the field in that first half. 6 points for Hayden Rogers. Robert Sorensen and Ben Grissom has 2 points each. And then Bryson Cardinal with 10. He's actually the leading scorer. Cardinal, 10 points. He was 5 for 6 from inside the arc and from the field for total points. Garen Catholic with 28. So, Pendleton Heights, you look at the shooting percentages. 22% from 3-point, that's a bit shaky. You know, you'd like to see that number a bit higher up, especially considering how many threes they attempted. Arabians attempted 9 threes in that first half, made 2 of them. And then inside the arc, Pendleton Heights was 54.5%. They were 6 for 11, so shooting, I guess, was a problem. And then 4 team turnovers, 3 of them coming from Josiah Gustin. You don't really like to see that number for the senior Josiah Gustin. And then, surprisingly enough, Garen Catholic with 4 turnovers as well, which, just watching the game live, that doesn't really seem like what I've been watching, but You know, I think these two teams, sure, Ravens have seen their highlights. They made back-to-back threes there early in the second quarter. But, you know, a lot of stuff needs to be corrected heading into the second half down by 10.
Yeah, they did a great job at isolating Robert Fullerton. He only had 2 points, but as we talked about in that pregame, Dawson, they had a lot more weapons, and you could see it right here with Bryson Cardinal with 10 and Dylan Moran's with 7. And this is the first time Josiah's seen not one but two people basically his size on the court at the same time as him.
Yeah, that definitely has been proving some trouble for Josiah Gustin. On the offensive end, as I was mentioning, 4 points, 3 turnovers, and he's been kind of been frustrated, I think, you know. A lot of times when he gets the ball down low, a double team comes, sometimes a triple team. Garen Catholic being very smart when guarding him, because if Josiah Gustin gets going, it's going to be tough to slow him down. So the Eagles doing a good job on that part, but, I mean, this is very much a winnable game for Pendleton Heights. You know, they had a very good second quarter. You got to remember, heading in to that after the first quarter, Pendleton Heights was down 16-8. They put up 10 points, allowed 8. So, you know, you keep up that trend, and we got a pretty close game here. So players taking the court here for the third quarter. Ravens going to go back to their starting five as well as the Garen Catholic Eagles. Garen Catholic will start with the ball here, opening up the second half. Freshman Hayden Rogers will get it off of the inbound from Andy Karn. Rogers guarded by Dontrez Braxton. Didn't really get too many minutes there in that first half. He had only 4. Cardinal now, leading scorer for the Eagles with 10 points, top of the key. One-handed pass to Rogers, down low. Cardinal working on Seth Laravia in the low block. Post hook is no good. Rebounded Laravia. Good defense from the senior forward, Seth. Aaron Cooks into the corner. Seth Laravia. Back out to Dontrez Braxton, top of the key. Laravia pump fakes. Back to Aaron Cookston. Now down low. Josiah Gustin shot fakes. Kicks it back out. Dontrez spinning, shooting, drains it. A bucket from Dontrez Braxton, his first.
That was a very tough bucket from Dontrez. They're one-legged, off balance. Great shot.
Andy Karn. Top of the key, Dylan Murrens. Over to Andy Karn. Now to Robert Sorensen at the logo, guarded by Aaron Cookston. Sorensen, one-handed pass to Andy Karn. Karin, bounce pass, top of the key. Now Cardinal with it. Fires far wing to Sorensen. And once again, another foul. Aaron Cookston with it. And two hands on him. Yeah, Cookston kind of struggling to keep in front of Sorensen. We were mentioning there, Aaron Cookston, always the guy who's been put on the best player. And although Cookston does have 3 fouls, he's also allowed only 2 points to Robert Sorensen. So, you know, those 3 fouls have been coming with a cost, but, you know, I think overall you're happy with it if you're Coach Buck. 30-20 after that last basket for the Eagles. 6:16 to play in the third. Garen Catholic leads. Seth Laravia, 3 from the corner, swishes it. Seth Laravia drains it from downtown. His first bucket of the game. Arabians cut down this Garen Catholic lead to 7 now. Andy Karn, far wing, now to Sorensen. Sorensen drives over Aaron Cookson and finishes with the left hand. Sorensen showing off his speed, blowing by Cookston.
Yeah, it was a great move there by Robert Sorensen.
Dontrez, a jumper from the free throw line, nails it. Both teams heating up here early in the second half. 32-25. Andy Karn. Hands off to Dylan Murrens. Murrens. Now to Sorensen. Sorensen at the left wing, waving to Dylan Murrens to get out of the way. He wants to take it. Good defense there from Cookson. He's forced to kick it back out. Now Cardinal down low. Cardinal tries to push on Seth Laravia. Finishes with the right hand. And once again, Laravia just kind of, what do I do there? As Cardinal pretty much just toys with him down low. Laravia with it in the corner, kicks it back out to Mazingo, top of the key now. Dontrez Braxton gets it right wing. Guarded by Rogers. Gets the screen from Josiah Gustin. Thinks about the shot. Doesn't take it. Instead, Evan Mazingo gets it in the corner. Mazingo! Bullseye from the corner. And a timeout called. Arabians heating up. 28-34. Our score now. Eagles lead by 6. 4 minutes 36 to play in the third. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEN.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Citizens State Bank. Citizens State Bank offers personal and business banking loans and investing services. Citizens State Bank has hours Monday through Saturday with a 24-hour drive-up ATM. Located in Pendleton at 129 South Pendleton Avenue and online at mycsbin.com. Again, that's mycsbin.com.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEN.
Welcome you back here to Joe Buck Court on the Arabian Sports Network. 34-28 our score. Garrett Catholic leads over the Pendleton Heights Arabians with 4:34 to play in the third. And I'm Dawson Perrell. He's Ryan Davis. So far, had quite the matchup. Second half heating up here. Scoring for both teams, especially the Arabians, of course, heading in to the halftime break. The Arabians were down by 10. Now in the first 8 minutes of the first half, or the second half, Arabians have cut down this Eagles lead to 6 points and are going to be hoping to take the lead sooner than later. Hayden Rogers will get it for the Eagles off of the inbound. Rogers over to Sorensen. Sorensen hands off to Karin. Karin puts up the difficult shot. No good, but a nice offensive rebound by Bryson Cardinal once again. Karin over to Murrens. Murrens, top of the key. Fires over to Andy Karin in the near corner. Freshman Hayden Rogers now with it. Dylan Murrens with it once again. Swings it over to Bryson Cardinal at the logo. Good defense here from the Arabians. Hayden Rogers, three ball from the corner is no good. Left it short. That was Robert Sorensen. Arabians recover down on the other end. It was a missed shot, it looks like, or a bad pass. Wasn't really looking, but this is going to be. Garrett Catholic nearly got it off of the turnover, but I think Hayden Rogers stepped out of bounds there when he was trying to recover. So Arabians will get a second shot at it after the close turnover. They have another close turnover here as Dontrez Braxton nearly has it picked off. He gets his own pass, though. Seth Arabia in the corner made a three from that spot just about a minute ago. Doesn't take it. Instead, Aaron Cookston drives and finishes with the right hand. Goes strong against Andy Karin, and it pays off for him.
Aaron Cookson now up to 5 points in this game.
4-point ball game. Hayden Rogers hands off to Murrens. Murrens drives, blocks. Seth Laravia sends it back. Dontrez Braxton the other way. Up, no good. Aaron Cookson's there for the offensive rebound and finishes through. 2-point game now. Aaron Cookson with back-to-back baskets. Now down low. Cardinal working on Seth Laravia. Foul on the floor. Seth Laravia flabbergasted with the call. It's going to be his third. And Coach Buck's got to be thinking if he's going to maybe want to sit down Seth Laravia here in foul trouble. We got a timeout here for Coach Buck. He's going to want to talk things over. 34-32 Arabians. Cutting down this Eagles lead now to just 2 with 2 minutes and 43 seconds to play in the third quarter. We're going to take a quick break with them. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEN.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is brought to you by House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning. located at 8711 South State Road 9 in Pendleton, serving Pendleton and surrounding communities since 1960, offering residential heating and air conditioning service and installation, as well as financing and preventative maintenance plans. More information is available at 765-778-3838, House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network. 34-32 our score. Guerin Catholic leads over the Pendleton Heights Arabians with 2 minutes 43 to play in the third. Arabians going on a little bit of a run here, coming back. As I was mentioning earlier, they were down by 10 heading into the halftime break, and they've cut down this lead all the way to 2 points now. But as we resume here, Guerin Catholic with possession of the ball. As inbounding here, just underneath his basket is Andy Caron. Finds Sorensen off of the inbound, and Sorensen finishes for two. A nice find from Caron and a nice finish from Sorensen. Sims over to Cookson, back to Sims. Sims drives, puts it up. Shot waved off, it looks like. No, this will be a shooting foul. So Cooper Sims will go to the line for a pair here. One of the first set of free throws we've seen for the Arabians, if not the first. Memory might be wrong there, but I'm pretty sure this is the first free throws we've seen from this Pendleton Heights team. Taking a look here. Yeah, sure enough, no free throws in the first half for Pendleton Heights as Cooper Sims nails the first one.
Yeah, Cooper Sims had 9 points in that Connorsville game, excuse me.
Sim gets them both, 2 for 2 on that trip. Now a 2-point game. Eagles lead, 2 minutes, 20 seconds to play in the third. Andy Caron gets a screen on the left wing. Underhand, right layup, but it is no good, but it's out of bounds. Last touch to Arabians, so Guerin Catholic will get another shot at it after the missed layup. So once again, inbounding here from underneath the basket is Andy Caron, the senior guard for the Eagles. Caron looking, lobs it up high, gets it to Sorensen. Aaron Cookson nearly picked it off, but Sorensen receives it. Down low, Cardinal going to get the foul. Falls, hits the deck, and misses the basket, but he'll go to the line for two shots here. Seth Arabia, this is his fourth, and Coach Buck's going to be forced, it's my guess, to sit him out. Maybe not. It looks like he might stay in here. With 2:06 to play in the third. It looks like Seth Arabia might have got poked in the eye there. Sorensen misses his first. He's a 71% free throw shooter. Maybe one of his weaker parts of this game. Excuse me, this is Cardinal. But Cardinal, similarly situation. Hasn't done so hot tonight from the free throw line. 0 for 1. Does get a second to fall. So that puts him for 1 of 3 from the charity stripe this evening. Cooper Sims with it for the Arabians. Sims fires to Laravia, top of the key. Now to Bazingo on the left wing. Laravia gets it right back on the pick and roll. Laravia finishes through. Nice post moves from Seth Laravia. Gets the pump fake, got the defender off his feet, and the finish through for two.
Yeah, great job. Great way from Seth Laravia to use his body to create some space and get that layup.
Sorensen, right wing. Drives left side. Swept underneath his feet. Cooper Sims tried to take the charge, but didn't go his way. This will be a foul against Cooper Sims and the Arabians. As going to the line once again, this is Robert Sorensen. Sorensen had no free throws attempted in that first half. His first one is up and no good. Smacks off of the front iron and falls out. Second one is up. This one's good. 1 for 2 on that trip is Sorensen. Eagles establishing this lead back up to 2 points. Sims over to Laravia, nearly loses it, recovers. Laravia handoff to Mazingo. Mazingo drives, puts it up. A tough shot's blocked by Cardinal. Mazingo gets it back, and the Arabians will reset. Aaron Cookson in it with the deep backcourt. Cooper Sims drives baseline, walking the tightrope over to Evan Mozingo in the corner. Mozingo back to Sims. Near wing, back to Mozingo. Corner three is no good. Aaron Cookson had a chance to pull in the offensive rebound, but couldn't get a good grip on it. It's then pulled in by the Eagles. So under a minute to play here. Eagles leading by two, 38-36, and the possession here. This will be out of bounds. Last touch by the Arabians. It looks like they got a poke at it there. So Eagles back here. Reese Kapinger coming in for Seth LaRavia. 38-36. Seth LaRavia, of course, with four fouls. Coach Buck maybe thinking long-term here in this tight game. Malcolm House, top of the key for the Eagles. Now to Cardinal down low, working on Kaplinger, lowers his shoulder, puts up the shot, no good. Ball tipped up, fighting for the board. It's pulled away by the Eagles. House with it. Fakes the three, hands off to Sorensen. Sorensen now with it in the deep backcourt, guarded by Cookson. He's going to want to reset. 20 seconds to play, and it looks like he's going to maybe want to get a last-second shot. Now with 15 on the clock. Spins out of Cookson. Backs it up. Sure enough, he's going to want a last-second shot. 10 seconds, 6 seconds. Sorensen drives right side, puts up the difficult layup. He's fouled. No good. Nearly an and-one. Rolls around. A charge. Offensive foul on Sorensen. That's huge for the Arabians. Not only is that foul number two for Sorensen, but that'll give the ball back to the Arabians with 2.1 seconds to play. Cooper Sims gets it off of the inbound. Half-court shot. Oh, thought it had a chance. Airballs it. That'll do it for the third quarter. Arabians storming back. 36-38. Garen Catholic leads. We're going to take a quick break. Don't you guys go anywhere. Fourth quarter up next in this tight non-conference game. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Dr. Dannerite's Dental Studio, offering dental care for children and adults, as well as the education for the maintenance of your dental health. More information is available by phone at 765-221-5900, on-site at 113 South Heritage Way in Pendleton, or online at drdannerites.com. Dr. Dannerite's Dental Studio.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM. 38-36, our score. Garen Catholic leads over the Pendleton Heights Arabians. Start of the fourth quarter. Pendleton Heights was trailing by 10 heading into the halftime break, but went on quite the run in the third quarter, cutting down this lead to 2 points heading into the fourth. Now the question is, can they pull it down? Now, this is really the first, like, kind of close matchup we've seen. Now, I guess you could say Anderson was close. I mean, you know, it was about a five-point game with a minute to play. But outside of that Anderson game, that Wapahani, not necessarily close. Westfield, not close. LaPel, Pendleton Heights got the easy win. Mount Vernon, a close one. Kind of forgot about that. So I guess there has been two close games, but Arabians lost both of those. So yet to really have a close game that has resulted in a win for the Arabians. Mozingo with it. Finds Josiah Gustin, now to Cookson in the corner. Cookson buries the three. What a shot from the senior Cookson. And the Arabians have taken the lead with 7:40 to play in the fourth.
Great eyes there from Josiah Gustin.
Cookson now up to 10. Down low to Cardinal. LaRavia guarding. Finds a wide open Andy Karin on the backdoor cut. And Karin finishes with two. A nice cut and a nice pass resulted in the Eagles taking the lead right back from the Arabians. LaRavia gets it top of the key and a foul here. This will be on the floor against Dylan Murrens. Just a bit too much contact when LaRavia drove, so this will be his first and the Arabians, or the Eagles, excuse me, the Garen Catholic Eagles' first of the quarter. Inbounding now from the far sideline, Aaron Cookson and the Arabians. He'll give it off to Josiah Gustin, who will then hand off to Cooper Sims. Sims at the logo, guarded by Hayden Rogers. Over to Seth LaRavia, right wing. Back to Aaron Cookson, now to Mozingo. Corner three, money Mozingo from downtown. 42-40. Arabians taking the lead right back. Andy Caron, left wing. Cardinal spinning, shooting, good. Nice move from Cardinal.
Cardinal is now up to 17 points.
Cooper Sims receives it. Bounce pass to Evan Mazingo, top of the key. Now to Cookston, right wing. Excuse me, right corner. Seth Arabia gets it, top of the key, drives left wing, loses it, picked up by Garen Catholic. Garen Catholic down a fast break. Good job by Pendleton Isaacs, though, getting back on defense, not letting anything happen. And here comes Seth Arabia out of nowhere, stealing the ball away. Seth Arabia with the hustle play, and the Arabians get it right back off of the forced turnover. 42-42, we're all tied up. 6 minutes to play in the fourth.
That's what I would call a makeup play for that lost ball.
Cookston, far corner. Dustin now fakes the three, over to Sims. Sims for three, no good. Rebounded Garen Catholic. Seth Arabia had a chance to pull it in, wasn't boxed out, but the ball just flew over his head. Sorensen gets it down low to Cardinal. Cardinal over to a wide open Hayden Rogers, and Rogers misses it, but a wide open purple jersey under the hoop. Andy Caron had no one to box him out as he gets the offensive board and puts it in for two. Garen Catholic takes the lead, 44-42. Sims to Cookston, now to Laravia in the corner. Laravia drives baseline over the reverse layup. It's good. Nice move from Seth Laravia. Now we're back tied, 44.
Great move there from Seth Laravia, seeing there was no one on the top of the key, so he just did it himself.
Dylan Murrens on the other end, driving right side on Josiah Gustin. Misses the shot, rebounded. Arabians tie ball game, 44 apiece. 5 minutes of play in the fourth. Aaron Cookston gets it right wing. Now to Sims, top of the key. Wide open. Mazingo in the corner. Nearly lost it, but recovers. Sorensen picks him up. Cookston now with it at the logo. Over to Sims. Sims behind the back. Finds Laravia in the corner. Laravia, three ball. It's contested. Laravia from downtown. Arabians up by three. Everything falling from downtown for Pendleton Heights in this fourth quarter. But you got to play defense. Cardinal on the other end. Here comes the triple team, but Cardinal gets out of it and finishes for two. We got a timeout, though. This one for Bob Allen and the Garen Catholic Eagles. Arabians storming back in the fourth quarter, 47-46. Arabians lead. 4 minutes to play in the game. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEN.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Regenerative Health and Wellness, LLC, located at 526 North Pendleton Avenue in Pendleton. Dr. Foley and the staff of Regenerative Health and Wellness offer services in the area of weight loss, hormone balance, autoimmune issues, and more. Information about Regenerative Health and Wellness is available at 317-903-1791. Regenerative Health and Wellness, LLC.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEN.
Welcome you back here to Joe Buck Court on the Arabian Sports Network. 47-46 our score. Arabians lead with 4:08 left to play in the fourth quarter, and with that, tonight's game. So Arabians will inbound here as they start with possession coming back from the Garen Catholic timeout. Garen Catholic sending two defenders. God, looks like we got a sweat spot here on the floor. Ref got to come in with a towel, wipe it off. Do what? Just to show you how brutal this game has been up to this point, you know? A lot of physicality, especially down low. Garen Catholic, they currently stand at 5-1. Arabians 2-4. Garen Catholic's next matchup will be back at home against Heritage Christian, and the Arabians' next matchup will be on the road at Liberty Christian this Saturday. Cooper Sims gets it off of the inbound for Pendleton Heights. Hands off to Evan Mazingo. Now to Aaron Cookson. Cookson finds Laravia top of the key. Back to Cookson now, near wing. Guarded by Rogers. Bounce pass down low to Josiah Gustin on the low block. Gustin gets it on the reverse. Nearly touches the rim. Doesn't quite get there, though, but either way, it's a basket. 2 points for Josiah Gustin. Now up to six. 49-46, our score, Ravens lead. Ben Grissom over to Robert Sorensen at the logo. Sorensen setting up a play here for the Eagles. Crossover, gets the screen, top of the key. Aaron Cookson loses his footing, recovers. Left wing, Cardinal with it. Over to Rogers. Now to Karin. Back to Cardinal. Grissom, thoughts about the shot, doesn't take it. Cardinal gets it down low, spins, puts it up, and got it. Cardinal is just unstoppable down low this evening. Sims taking it up for the Arabians. Over to Cookson. Cookson to Laravia. Far wing. Cooper Sims to Cookson. Cookson fakes the three. Instead gives it over to Laravia on the left wing. Laravia, handoff to Cookson. Cookson to Sims at the logo. Good defense here from Garen Catholic. Evan Mazingo gets it. Had a chance to shoot it, but quickly Garen Catholic defenders came. Cookson takes the three. No good. Rattles in and out. Rebounded Garen Catholic. Sorensen now with it the other way. Sorensen. Handoff to Grissom. Grissom to Rogers at the logo. Bounce pass back to Sorensen. Now with it in the far backcourt, guarded by Aaron Cookson. Gets the screen at the top of the key. He wants another. Cardinal sets yet another pick on Cookson. Sorensen drives, loses it. Stolen away by Cookson. Timeout called by Pendleton Heights. Aaron Cookson was trapped in the corner. Decided to take a quick tee. A minute 40 to play in the fourth. 49-48. We're going to take a quick break with them. Arabians lead. Don't you guys go anywhere. This one's heating up. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
What makes education-based athletics in Indiana different from other youth sports programs?
Our coaches genuinely care about their student-athletes as people, not just as athletes. And their top priority is teaching and mentoring, not winning and losing.
Our student-athletes play for the love of the game. They have pride in their school and community. They want to represent something bigger than themselves.
Our parents and fans know the student-athletes on the team. They've seen them grow up and care about them. They paint their faces, pack the stands, and cheer loud and proud. I'm Robert Falkins.
And I'm Carrie Rosati. We're both assistant commissioners of the IHSAA. High school sports in Indiana couldn't be more different from other youth sports programs.
And we wouldn't have it any other way. Be a champion of high school sports and buy a ticket to your high school's athletic events.
This is keeping education in front of athletics. This is passion you won't find anywhere else. This is your IHSAA.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome you back here to Joe Buck Court. We're already underway here coming out of the Pendleton Heights timeout. Evan Mazingo has it in the corner. Swings around now, top of the key. Hand off to Cooper Sims. Sorensen guarding. Back to Evan Mazingo. Mazingo looking. Gives it off to Seth Laravia. Yet another timeout here for Pendleton Heights as Coach Buck is going to once again get a little bit more of a talk. We're going to stay right here. 49-44 our score. Pendleton Heights leading. A minute and six left to play in the fourth. Arabians with one timeout. Garen Catholic with two. And you know, Pendleton Heights, as I was just mentioning, haven't been the best at closing out games this season. You look back to the first game of the year against Anderson. It was about a five-point ball game with a minute to play. Arabians weren't able to pull that one out. You look just about a couple days ago, last Friday, against Mount Vernon, their rivals here on Joe Buck Court. It was a close game, had a chance at the winning shot for Evan Mazingo, but just wasn't able to pull it through. Both of those games resulting in losses, so I think it'd be really nice for the Arabians, because close, you know, close games to result in wins is no better feeling. And that could definitely be good. And this is a good Garen Catholic team. This is a 5-1 Garen Catholic team that's coming off of a legendary run last season where they went 20-9 and made it to state. So if the Arabians pull off the win here, this would be quite the win. And you look back to last season, I pointed it out in our pregame show. The last time these two teams faced off last year at Garen Catholic, Pendleton Heights lost by 20-plus points. So I think it just shows how much this Pendleton Heights team has improved, because Garen Catholic, they didn't lose too many seniors. And all of a sudden, this is a lot. Just this is a totally different game than last year. And you look at that last year performance, Gustin at 12 points, 50% from the floor. He was the leading scorer for the Arabians. And then for the Garen Catholic Eagles, it was Sorensen with 15. Sorensen only with 7 here tonight, much lower than his average of 20.2.
Yeah, Dawson, and the Arabians tonight have 3 people in double-digit points.
Cookson gets it off of the inbound here. Well, gets it right back from Seth Laravia.
1 minute
Sims gets it at the logo. Minute to play. Now Laravia, right wing to Mazingo. Mazingo looking back to Cookson, top of the key. Now to Sims. Sims looking. It's going to go out of bounds. Refs looking for the signal. Still waiting, and it's going to be Garen Catholic ball. The trap came, and there could have been a chance it was tipped. But refs say, after talking it over, it was last touch by Pendleton Heights, so Garen Catholic going to get the ball, and Coach Buck is not a happy man. This game isn't over here. That was a big turnover, but Ravens got to focus on the defensive end now. Cardinal gets it down low. Double team comes. Kicks it back outside. Sorensen going to reset at the logo. Gets the screen from Cardinal. Drives right side. Puts up the shot. No good. Misses the layup. A foul called. Sorensen missed the layup. And that's been the story all night. Frustration from the leading scorer for the Eagles. As this will be a foul against Garen Catholic. This will go against Bryson Cardinal, who tried desperately to pull in the rebound. It wasn't able to. We got a quick substitution here.
Number 12, Trent Grissom.
Ben Grissom coming in. Arabians fans getting loud here. Cookson inbounding from the baseline. Looking. Gives it over to Josiah Gustin. Gustin shakes the defender. Foul comes. That'll be against Bryson Cardinal. And Josiah Gustin will not go to the line. Now there are... That's team foul number 3 for Garen Catholic. So once they reach 5, that means the Arabians will go to the line. So we'll see if the Arabians can inbound successfully here this next couple tries. Josiah Gustin receives, and they turns it over. No foul called there. Bryson Campbell recovers. 16 seconds to play. Campbell on the other end misses the shot. Rebounded, blocked. Seth Laravia. Timeout called. A jump ball, no. Robert Sorensen came in, grabbed the offensive rebound after the Bryson Cardinal miss, and then a jump ball was called. Now, a timeout before the jump ball. They're reversing the call here. Yeah, Bryson Campbell came in, called the timeout, and I think that was before the jump ball, so.
It was jump ball and then the timeout.
Okay, you're right, Ryan. Yeah, so scratch that. Arabians will have ball here. Jump ball, then the timeout. So, man, it was a lot to break down there. Again, just to break it down, Josiah Gustin got it off of the inbound, had it stripped. There was a lot of contact, no foul called. Bryson Cardinal was the one who stripped it. He drove. And then he missed the shot, which was then offensive rebound by Robert Sorensen. His shot was blocked by Seth Laravia. It was a fight for the ball on the ground. Jump ball was the call. Then came the timeout for Garen Catholic. So what a block for Seth Laravia. And I know there was a lot of contact down there, but I like the call by the refs. You know, just let him play it out. There's so much happening that it's almost like either team could get called with a foul. Instead, just let him play out. And that block, I mean, that looked clean from up here for Seth Laravia. And just like that, Pendleton Heights will have possession. Has a chance to end it here, but you got to remember, this is a one-point game. Even if the Arabians get to the point where they're shooting free throws, it's still not over, as they'd make it a three-point game if they make both, and then Garen Catholic will still have another try, so this one's still far from over. 10 seconds to play. And before you can get to the free throw game, Arabians still have to inbound here.
I say the Arabians really need to watch out for Bryson Cardinal and Dylan Moran's in down low in the post.
Yeah, we got a miscommunication here. This is Garen Catholic's ball on the jump. PA said penalty nights, but no, Garen Catholic with possession here. They inbound. Cardinal spins. Seth Arabia walks him. 3 seconds to play and a timeout called. How about Seth Arabia and his defense down the stretch here? Arabia with yet another block. Now, this guy has four fouls, but he's not holding off in the aggression. I love that. He's still saying, I'm going to put it all out here because if we can stop him here, I don't even got to think about my fouls. The game will be over. But 3 seconds to play, the timeout by Garen Catholic. This thing is still not over. They're going to get a last-second shot up.
Yeah, I think they're going to try to go to Bryson Cardinal again, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, with 21 points, he's having a really great night. But as we've seen, Seth Arabia in this fourth quarter, he's really done a great job at holding off on the fouls. I mean, he's played aggressive to a point. Like, he's done a great job with that. And then you also got to watch out for Dylan Moranz. And you always – Robert Swordson's always there. You got a lot of people on this team who can shoot also. So
yeah, and of course, with 3 seconds left, you only need a single basket to score. It doesn't matter what it is. You just need a basket. You're down by one. And yeah, you mentioned there, Cardinal, of course, has been the guy tonight. Cardinal's been the guy, but you got to remember, Robert Sorensen, sure, he's been cold this evening, only with 7 points compared to his average of 20.2. But, I mean, he's not a different player. He's still that same guy who's averaging 20.2 points a game on the season heading into this game. So, I mean, I'm looking at those two guys. If I'm Coach Buck, I'm talking about Robert Sorensen and Bryson Cardinal. But I don't know. Maybe Coach Allen and the Garen Catholic Eagles are hesitant to go down low considering how Seth Arabia's defense has been in his last minute or so. Inbounding here, baseline, Karin, over to Cardinal. Puts it up. No good. Arabians might win it. Arabians win it. It's a close call. Eagles won a foul. There's no call, and the Arabians have won the game. 49-48. Cardinal got it. Evan Mazingo went up strong, and what a defensive play there. Arabians pull it out of a close one. 49-48. What a game this evening. Arabians advancing to 3-4 on the season. Eagles falling to 5-2. What a game. Man, we got to take a deep breath here. Again, just breaking down that last play. Cardinal got it off of the inbound. Had a chance to put up a shot. It was a good shot. He was open. It was a 1v1. And Evan Mazingo is about a foot shorter than Cardinal. But he went up strong. He showed his vert. He showed his vertical. And sure enough, he defended the ball. And I don't even think that thing hit the rim. I think it was just it was pretty close. I'm going to admit that could have been a foul call, but the refs didn't blow the whistle. And in my opinion, that's just how the Arabians win it. Once again, final score 49-48. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to break down the final stats after that here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM is a student-run radio station. We provide everything from programming to music to live sports broadcasts and podcasts. But we can't do it without your support. Everything you donate goes to the station that the students operate here on 91.7 WEEM. Donate today at 917WEEM.org. Again, that is 917WEEM.org.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Rawlings House and Fall Creek Retirement Village, located at 300 J.H. Walker Drive in Pendleton. Rawlings House provides independent and assisted living, rehabilitation, long-term care, memory support, and more. More information is available at 765-778-7501. Rawlings House and Fall Creek Retirement Village.
Where does everyone come together to cheer as one, to build traditions, to show pride? High school sports. I'm Robert Falkins.
And I'm Janie Ulmer. We're both assistant commissioners of the Indiana High School Athletic Association, and we love how high school sports play a key role in the life of every member of a school community.
That's because high school sports are a special place where everyone shows up to have the team's back.
It's amazing to see the whole community, students and parents, coaches and teachers, come together at the school to cheer on their student athletes.
Celebrating high school sports unites us all, and that experience is essential to the pride and passion of an entire community.
Be a champion of high school sports by buying a ticket to your high school's athletic events.
This is unity. This is pride. This is your IHSAA.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome you back here to Joe Buck Court on the Arabian Sports Network postgame show, 91.7 WEEM. If you're just tuning in, final score, Pendleton Heights 49, Garen Catholic 48. Pendleton Heights claiming their third win of the year, advancing to 3-4. Garen Catholic taking their second loss in the season, going down to 5-2. And man, what a game. Arabians were trailing by 10 points heading into the halftime break. They kind of stuck to that same problem that they've had all season of digging themselves in a hole in that first quarter, even that second quarter. But they climbed out of it, and they eventually got the win. Taking a look at the stats here, starting off with the Pendleton Heights Arabians leading them in scoring. It was Evan Mazingo with 11. Evan Mazingo, he was 4 for 11 from the field. Of course, Mazingo had that last stand there over Cardinal to force the Eagle miss and then, of course, get the win. So you could really say he had the game-winning defensive stand. Following him in scoring was Seth LaRavia with 10, Aaron Cookson with 10, Cooper Sims with 6, Dontrez Braxton with 4, and then Reese Kaplinger with 2. Looking over to the Garen Catholic Eagles leading them in scoring, it was Bryson Cardinal, with a whopping 21 points. Very impressive performance from Cardinal tonight. 21 points, 6 rebounds. He was 10 for 17 down low. He was the guy for Garen Catholic tonight. He got the job done, had a chance to win it, but left it short. Dylan Murrins was following him in scoring with 8, then Robert Sorensen with 7, Hayden Rogers with 6. Andy Karin with 4, and then Ben Grissom with 2. Taking a look at some key stats here for the teams. For Pendleton Heights, you had 4 team turnovers after the first half. You only had 2 in the second half, and that's really how it's been going all season, right? You just look at the stats, the box scores for past games. That's very similar to how it's been looking so far this year. In fact, I think that Mount Vernon game, I think those numbers are the exact same. 4 team turnovers in the first half, and then only 2 in the second half. And then you compare that to Garen Catholic with 8 team turnovers. So Pendleton Heights won the turnover battle. They did struggle off the boards. Garen Catholic with 23 total rebounds. Arabians with 17. Garen Catholic with 10 offensive rebounds. Just a lot of those times, you know, it was just a wide open purple jersey under the basket that was just completely unassigned. And the Arabians, you know, those are those more mental mistakes more than anything. You just can't let that happen. And you know, it was a close game. Arabians, like, you just look at the shooting percentages here. The first half from two-point, Arabians shot 54.5%. Second half, they shot 77.8%. From three in the first half, the Arabians shot 22%. The second half, they shot 62% from three, 5 for 8 from downtown. And then even from the free throw line, you had 2 for 2 free throws made in the second half, none attempted in the first half. So really just every single stat you can look at and improved in the second half. And although sometimes you don't want that, you know, you want to get that started strong, but when you come out with a win, you don't really care how you got it done. You got it done. The bottom line, you got the win.
Yeah, I'm going to say, Dawson, that fourth quarter was probably some of the best basketball I've seen this year from the Arabians, maybe even last year. Just the chemistry I saw from the passing. Then we also saw Seth LaRavia coming out with such clutch defensive plays with those 2 blocks late. Okay. And you said Evan Mazingo with that block. But also, got to say, Josiah Gessen, even though he didn't have very many points, he did a great job defensively guarding Dylan Moran's.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, Seth LaRavia, you mentioned there down the stretch, had a block right before the timeout for Garen Catholic, a block that really, I mean, that was crucial down the stretch. I mean, that Evan Mazingo block was one thing, or I guess block really just defensive stand was one thing. But, I mean, that Seth LaRavia, man, that definitely was the really just trend shifter, you could say. But we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be joined here by the head coach for the Arabians, Coach Buck, for our post-game talk. That'll be up next when we come back on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network post-game show, 91.7 WEEM. If you're just tuning in, final score for the evening, Pendleton Heights 49, Guerin Catholic 48. Pendleton Heights claiming their third win of the season. We are joined here now by the head coach for the Pendleton Heights Arabians, Coach Buck. First off, Coach, thanks for coming up, and great win this evening.
Big win. Big win for the team. Really proud of them. Playing a team like Guerin that state finals last year, returning a lot of very good players, ranked number one in 3A, still revert back to that in certain practices. We're up, we're down. We're trying to compete at all times, and that's what they did in that fourth quarter down the stretch. And that's why I'm happy for them to find a win, to see that that can make a difference. So now we're working on trying to get to that closer to 32 minutes.
All right, but with that being said, that'll do it for a post-game interview here once again. Coach, thanks for coming up, and great win this evening.
Thank you.
All right, but we're going to take a quick break, and when we return, Ryan and I will crown the ASN Player of the Game, as well as preview the Arabians' next matchup here on the Arabian Sports Network post-game show, 91.7 WEEM.
Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
91.7 WEEM is a student-run radio station. We provide everything from programming to music to live sports broadcasts and podcasts. But we can't do it without your support. Everything you donate goes to the station that the students operate here on 91.7 WEEM. Donate today at 917WEEM.org. Again, that is 917WEEM.org. Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network post-game show, 91.7 WEEM. If you're just tuning in, final score for the evening, 49-48, Pendleton Heights over the Guerin Catholic Eagles. But after talking it over, Ryan and I have agreed that the ASN players of the game will go to Evan Mazingo and Seth Aravia. It was simply just too hard to pick one over the other. Seth Aravia, 10 points, had a phenomenal second half. He was perfect shooting, 4-for-4 from the field, 2 of those outside of the arc, 2 of those inside of the arc. He also had 2 rebounds, did have 4 fouls, but I think that just showed how aggressive he was. And sure, Seth Aravia did struggle there guarding Bryson Cardinal. Cardinal with 21 points, but he was good when it counted. Down the stretch, when it was a close game, Seth Aravia had a crucial block right before, I think it was about the 10-second, 12-second mark, and overall had a phenomenal game, especially there later on. Evan Mazingo, also phenomenal, 11 points. Didn't do as well as Seth from the shooting side of things, but also a very good second half. He was 4-for-11 from the field. 4 total rebounds for him. Only a single turnover, also only a single turnover for Seth Aravia. So those two starred, but overall a team win here for the Arabians that, as Coach Buck put it perfectly, I think they just wanted it more. You know, they just wanted it more down the stretch, and it showed. Everyone was just lockdown defense. You can just tell up here, just their effort was 120% on those final couple plays, and with that, the Arabians were able to get the big, big win here this evening. But that'll do it for our broadcast here this evening. Once again, final score 49-48. Pendleton Heights advancing to 3-4 in the year. Guerin Catholic dropping to 5-2. But be sure to tune in this Saturday. We got a little doubleheader action. The girls and the boys will be playing at New Pal. The girls will be playing first That'll be at Liberty Christian, and then the boys will be playing at Liberty Christian, or the girls at Lawrence Central, excuse me. So girls at Lawrence Central, that's 1:30, and then the boys at Liberty Christian, again, both of those games being this Saturday. So the girls, 1:30 pregame show starting 1:15, the boys, 7:30 pregame show starting 7:15. But for Ryan Davis, I'm Dawson Peril. Special thanks to our board op, Caitlin, back in the studio, making sure our broadcast runs smoothly here this evening. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Without you, we would not be able to come out here and call these games. And last, but definitely not least, thanks to all who tuned in. Have a nice night. You're listening to 91.7 WEEM.